life today.
Apologizing to Sarah Palin. Oh, wait till you hear this one. Now came down on top of Letterman's show. Speaking of going down, the Dow was down 187 points, most in 2 months. We'll talk about business and where that's headed. In sports shorts, Brett Favre is considering returning to football again. Could it be Minnesota? The iPod certainly has killed the old-fashioned record store, and the last two Virgin megastores gone. I used to go to the one in Manhattan all the time. Some of you listening to me in Connecticut may have been there as well. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But some of the big stuff happening in Iran, they are not backing down on tempers boiling over, and protests and demonstrations in Tehran continue. It's official, a lot of unhappy people, but sadly there's bloodshed starting to happen. At least there was on this fourth day of mass demonstrations. We'll talk more about that coming up. Closer to home, Barack Obama knows that health care will be front and center through the dog days of summer. He had an interesting phrase referring to our situation in this country as a ticking time bomb. Here in his own words, at a meeting with the AMA, and some of the doctors even booing him, not too happy. Here's a slice of that.
The cost of our health care is a threat to our economy. It's an escalating burden on our families and businesses. It's a ticking time bomb for the federal budget. If we do not fix our health care system, America may go the way of GM, paying more, getting less, and going broke. As Newt Gingrich has rightly pointed out, and I don't quote Newt Gingrich that often, we do a better job tracking a FedEx package in this country than we do tracking patients' health records. I'm not advocating caps on malpractice awards, which I believe, I personally believe, can be unfair to people who've been wrongfully harmed. But I do think we need to explore a range of ideas that will give warnings about socialized medicine and government takeovers, long lines and rationed care, decisions made by bureaucrats and not doctors. We have heard this all before.
As if on cue, the Senate's top Republican reacted.
Americans want health care reform.
All right, so you heard that a little slice there at the end. Of course, everybody reacting to what the president had to say, but this has now been going on and been talked about for a very long time. You heard a little bit of the boos when he was talking about the malpractice, and he went on for a very long time. The whole idea is reshaping whatever the healthcare system is and giving coverage to the millions of people who don't have it. That's the bottom line. So this was an annual meeting of the American Medical Association, and there are a lot of people that aren't happy with some of the suggestions that have been thrown on the table, because the concern is, will this be a full government takeover situation of health care? Does it mean that they'll establish something across the board for everybody? And a lot of people don't like the idea of it. I say, listen to our neighbors to the north, as many of them have joined us from Montreal and other parts on the show, to talk about what their health care is like in that country. And I've said this before, some say okay, some say decent, and some say it's terrible because of the setup, right? So in the meantime, the GOP is fighting back on some of the things that have been thrown out there, including Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona, introducing legislation to ban the rationing of care on the basis of effectiveness of various medical treatments, because that's one of the things that's being discussed, establishing priorities. And a lot of people think, wow, what does that mean? Denying coverage of something in a federal health care program? What if you need that something? How do you decide what the most important thing is? How do you go through lists of ailments and label them? Well, the fact is, 50 million Americans probably, could be more, could be a little bit less, have no insurance. No insurance. The bottom line is we certainly cannot call ourselves a superpower and continue down this ridiculous road of health care that we have in this country, right? But at the same time, you don't want the pendulum to swing so far in the other direction that it fails us in a much different way, right? And yes, you know, you see, here's the thing. You can talk about prevention, and that's important. You can talk about how much has been lost because of that, because of nobody getting any preventative medicine, people avoiding the doctor, and that's because of coverage. That's because of plans. That's because of not wanting to have to pay out of pocket what sometimes they have to pay out, because companies who used to offer really decent health plans sometimes can't afford it. So you have a rickety, broken down health plan. And you don't want to pay the out-of-pocket costs, so you risk it. You take longer to go to the doctors. You don't get the preventative thing you might need done. If you feel something's wrong with you, sometimes you put it off, put it off, put it off. But how much do you parcel out to prevention, and how much do you decide goes in another direction? And if you're talking about cutting Medicaid, Medicare, also that could have lingering effects too. So the idea is cutting, the gist of it that's being pushed out there is cutting federal payments to hospitals by about $200 billion and then cutting $313 billion for Medicare and Medicaid over 10 years. And then a $635 billion, look at these billions, $635 billion in tax increases and, of course, spending cuts in the healthcare system. So a down payment basically for the president's plan. So a lot of people divided over some of the proposals, skeptical. How do you create government-sponsored insurance as an option alongside private coverage? Because that's been the thing that's been talked about the most. If you like your coverage, you're happy with it, you can keep your private coverage. But then what about the people who need it? Well, then you have this government-sponsored insurance. How does that work when it comes to parceling out the money and the doctors? You can see how there could be serious problems. Then there's limits on jury awards and medical malpractice lawsuits, caps, that a lot of Democrats normally would have opposed in the past, right? But now they're talking about focusing on that as well. Oof. I'm sure the doctors like that one, but the problem is, in some ways, but the problem is with the malpractice is sometimes, like when people have instruments left inside them or when they're getting shoddy care, it is a route that you should go, that you should be able to use. But like everything else, it became abused in a sue-happy country, and that's the problem, right? A lot of things are out of whack. A lot of things are out of whack. And I blame it probably more on the bean counters, like everything else in this country, than anything that you could point to, any other thing you could point to in all of the healthcare system. It always comes down to the almighty dollar, right? That's what it is. That's why the healthcare system is failing so many people, because of some of the reasons that I just said. They can't afford to get the treatment. Anyway, I jumped on a big fat soapbox. I know some of you have sent me emails on this. We'll talk about that later. AmericaTonight.net. So coming up on the flip side, boy, you're going to love this. An undercover intelligence agent who had to use torture. Mark Ebert joins us next for some fascinating conversation here on America Tonight.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Love and marriage. Love and marriage.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome to Love and Marriage Radio. I'm Mae Chambers, the mom.
And I'm Erica Chambers, the daughter.
On our show, we talk about real things that all of us do to either make or break our relationship.
So when a guy calls me high maintenance, he's not talking about my car.
Join the fun on Love and Marriage Radio.
They doing all right.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Back at CIA Director Leon Panetta's suggestion in the New Yorker magazine that maybe Dick Cheney is hoping for another attack on this soil here in the United States. We'll talk about that. We did a little bit yesterday. I said I can't believe that he said that unless it was somehow a mangled quote. I have some interesting thoughts on that. That's, again, coming up later in America Tonight. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be hanging with you cats from east to west and everywhere in between. Excited about our next guest, because how often do we talk about this? Undercover intelligence, that's what this guy did, Mark Ebert, for a very long time. In fact, 26 years. Got a new book out called Under Every Rock. And we're thrilled to welcome him to the show. Mark, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate the time, man.
Thank you for having me on.
Let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about what you did. You admit that you were involved in torture. Now, when you say that, some people wince, and then other people say, they lean forward and say, tell me more. So here's just an open-ended question. Did you find that it worked?
Okay, let me first define torture. As far as, like, breaking fingers, I did not do that. I was involved in what we now call politically correct enhanced interrogation.
Right.
I went over the Geneva Convention, over the military handbooks. I broke a few rules, but I got success.
And so when you say you got success, when you use the enhanced interrogation techniques, I like that, by the way, too, Mark, because I always say that. We have to say the politically correct words.
Oh, sure. That's ruined this nation.
Yeah, I agree. We are so on the same page on this. Yeah. So when you found that you were in the situation you had to do that, because, I mean, this is your job. You've got to get – you're interrogating. You have to get information, right? And when we're talking about you're in the field and you have to get information – You're trying to get information from would-be terrorists, right, or a terrorist who could assassinate somebody, or what was the deal?
Well, usually when I was called in, it was somebody that we need the information now. We don't have 2 weeks, 6 months, a year to draw it out of this guy. We need it now. This is the reason. And so that's why I was usually brought in.
And the whole idea before is, I mean, there wasn't, obviously, there was, it was more, I'm going to call it cloak and dagger because people didn't really know what was going on anyway. There it was a whole different, if we go back a decade and a half ago, there were some things that would leak out, but not like it is now in this whole battle we're having about Guantanamo and a couple of other things and then at the aftermath of 9/11 and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, in doing, in the effectiveness of the techniques, I mean, that's what you were taught, right? I mean, as you said, you looked at the Geneva Conventions, et cetera, and you were, if you're part of a U.S. anti-terrorism squad and you're somewhere planted in the world, it, obviously all of you know that this is the direction you're going to go, right?
Yes, pretty much so. We are, that's the direction we're going to go. And the thing is, and I don't know where we've gone wrong in our thinking, Americans thinking that what we do to these people, even going then calling it the enhanced interrogation, is above and beyond. It's considered even torture. For example, like if I ask somebody, if I plug a couple wires into you and shoot 3,000 or 4,000 volts of electricity, would you call that torture? Of course, everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. But yet, we allow it on our streets every day to American citizens. It's called a taser.
Yeah.
But yet, somebody that's trying to destroy our country, all of a sudden it's called torture.
Yeah. Would you say you're proud of the work you did? Would you say that you may have saved lives in the information that you were able to gather?
Oh, yes. I have no qualms at all to say that I never lost a minute's sleep over what I did. And I can't. As far as I know, I've never walked away without gaining some part valuable information.
And when you were in, seriously in the game and you're undercover, as they say, were you all over the world? Where were the situations on our soil? Was it different places?
No, I never worked on our soil. It was always I was always overseas, in different. I've been to like 127 different countries.
Wow. When you signed up for this, did you think that was pretty much what you did? Did you think that was how it was going to all go down after 26 years?
Well, no, not exactly, because when I first started in this, this was during the Cold War when my career began. So I was more into the black ops, the getting information, you know, for lack of a better word, spy.
Right.
And as 9/11 hit, my priorities changed, and that's when I became more into the interrogation end of it.
And when 9/11 hit, when that happened, did that pretty much that's what everybody was talking about and everybody was doing in the organization, right? Pretty much.
Yes. Yes. That's the, when 9/11. If you would have. 2 weeks after 9/11, if you said, well, hey, guess what? Sorry, America, we waterboarded somebody. There wouldn't have been a thing said. In fact, there would probably have been applause. But America has this, they forget easy as time goes on. And now you mention some of the things we do that happens at frat parties every Saturday night. You know, it just, people are outraged.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden, do you think he's dead or alive?
No, I think he's alive. I don't think where they think he is. They
think
he's
still
on the Tor Bor Mountains or Pakistan. I don't, but that's just from sources that I've picked up here and there and just piecing stuff together.
Did you find, you know, because when the whole Valerie Plame thing happened, of course, that, you know, the fact that it was revealed who she was and then were other resources compromised and all that stuff, did you worry about anything like that happening with you? In other words, worried ever in your career? Because you know you can't compromise your sources or you're pretty much dead in the game ultimately, right?
Right, yeah. Yes, I worried about that a lot. I still do worry about it a lot. With this administration we have in there, they are not, they don't care who they're going to jeopardize or who they're going to get hurt in the field as long as they can pull out somebody's name that either tortured somebody or did something, you know, outside the line. They don't care how many people they're going to hurt by doing that. And that's very scary. And that makes me and everybody else second guess themselves. You know, you're in a situation where you have to make decisions right now. You know, do I do this to this guy to get this information or don't I? Well, then you start and say, well, geez, I could spend the rest of my life in jail for doing my job. So, no, I'm not going to go that extra mile. And that's what a lot of them are doing now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Do you feel like a lot of your colleagues, because obviously a lot of you have off-the-record conversations because you have each other's back and like anybody else in any other business, and do you feel like a lot of people are saying, whoa, as much as we want to do this, we have to take a step back because we're near retirement, or we've done all this valuable work for the country, but now we're afraid to go that extra step, like you say, because we could end up being prosecuted?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we talk about it all the time. I don't know how well-known it is. I don't think I've heard it on the news yet, but I don't know if people are aware that now when they catch a detainee over in Afghanistan, Pakistan, or wherever, do you know they read them the rights, the Mirandas?
No.
They're now required to read them the Mirandas. The first thing out of Miranda, you have a right to remain silent. Now you're going to try to interrogate them.
Wow. That would make it rather difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Very. I mean, a lot of people don't know that.
And that's everywhere. Afghanistan, wherever it would happen to be,
right.
Baghdad, wherever in the Middle East, et cetera.
Right. The Obama administration is pushing this to be a law, not a war. They want it run like a crime, not like a war.
Do you think that there are a lot of bright people out there that would be valuable to the CIA or other agencies who may back off of this career? That's my biggest fear, that you're not even going to get people that can speak Farsi, Arabic, or have good connections, et cetera, and sources. Will a lot of people back out?
Oh, sure. I see it now. I've probably lost 10 sources myself.
Because they're afraid.
And you can't blame them. Well, you know, you get taken in, you get brought up, you know, you got to give them our name. Now I'm dead over here, you know. I mean, yeah, it happens a lot.
Wow. Hey, can you hang with us, Mark? We're going to talk about your book and a little bit more about things that you've seen in the field, et cetera.
Sure.
All right, fascinating stuff. We're talking to a man who knows undercover intelligence well. Mark Ebert joining us again on the flip side for the rest of this conversation here on America Tonight.
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight as we continue with Mark Ebert. 26 years in the intelligence business, certainly. You'd have to say that he's seen and done it all. And we just talked about, as Mark and I say this all the time on the show, enhanced interrogation techniques, the PC police's version of what's happening. Now, Mark, in talking about the 127 countries and places that you've been to, in looking at the Middle East, and obviously you spent time there, the most dangerous spot, do you think, the stuff coming out of the Middle East that could be the most harmful to American citizens, in your opinion, where is it? Is the future, is it Iran because of Ahmadinejad once again staying in power? Is it Afghanistan because of all the things happening there? Is it ultimately Pakistan? What do you think?
Well, right now, I would say it's Pakistan. You've got the Taliban and those nukes over there. Even though we have people that are, you know, assigned right now, the idea of them getting to those is probably the most dangerous thing we face right now. And the problem being is because we're not in control and we can't legally, without doing what they want us to do, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
And to me, that is the most dangerous spot right now I can think of. If something was to be done right now, it would be that.
Do you think you're talking about the Obama administration and their what they're doing now as far as security is concerned, and Dick Cheney, who's saying, listen, I think there's some big mistakes being made and all this other sort of stuff when it comes to Guantanamo, et cetera. And, of course, Leon Panetta sort of fires back and defending Barack Obama and the administration and saying that Dick Cheney doesn't need to be spouting off all this sort of stuff. Basically, I'm paraphrasing because that's not exactly what he said, but that's what he's saying and has been saying. He's defending what's going on and saying that we still are safe and the CIA is still doing what it has to do. But in your opinion, because of the direction that we're headed in when it comes to intelligence and people being afraid to push limits and all that other sort of stuff and all the information that's being revealed, do you think there is more of a chance of something happening in the country?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. And we're taking our eye off probably one of the most dangerous spots to our security here in the United States right now, and that's the southern border. In my book, even back in the early 90s, Mideast people down there training. Mm. That's a hot spot for training grounds for these people. Well, you know how porous our border is. I mean, I don't know why they're building tunnels when they could just walk across, basically. And we're not allowed to touch them. I mean, it's just that to our nation's security right now is our southern borders.
And when you talk about the training, and you know, that can be obviously any of the so-called terror cells, right? Because there's so many various factions, whether it's sort of Hamas base or whether it's whether you're talking about Al-Qaeda, et cetera, right? Is there one particular group, if we wanted to give a name to it, that you think is the most dangerous and could do the damage in the U.S. again?
I would say right now it'd be Hamas. Everybody's keeping their eye on Al-Qaeda, but right now Hamas, I believe, is the most dangerous to us right now. There are so many fractions. If you look at the charities that have been brought down in the United States from that were funding the terrorists, they would have big conferences in the big cities and come for these fundraisers, and the money would go, you know, supposedly to charity, but it was going to the terrorists. Well, every group, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, they all had representatives there. So even though there is separate factions, they are starting to become one.
And
you
do
know,
you,
they work together. I mean, they basically work together.
And do you think, and you make a good point, I mean, we saw in Richardson, Texas, the Holy Land Foundation and what happened there, and people thinking nothing of it and going to the charity functions they had, and it's exactly what they were doing. They were funneling money and eventually, of course, got convicted for that. So you don't think it's naive to think that, wow, we're just totally safe and there have been plots that have been thwarted and all this other stuff in the past. I mean, do you believe, and we talk about Hamas, do you believe that there are definitely people assimilating in the United States?
Oh, yes. We know of 35 cells here in the United States, continental United States.
And nothing can be done to break that up, or there's some informants, or they're working on it?
Well, there again, you get the FBI's involved because CIA is not allowed to work on our soil. But they're on compounds, basically. They cannot, without probable cause, like, you know, the law says, we cannot go in there. They've done nothing wrong. They've broken no laws. There's no warrants out on them. So besides just observing, right now there's nothing that they can do to them legally.
Yeah. You know, Bob Baer, who was a longtime CIA agent, and he is the movie Syriana was loosely based on some of what he had seen, and George Clooney played him in the movie. And when all the interrogation memos came out and they were released, and the whole thing about, oh, we're torturing, the waterboarding, and how many times with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and all that other sort of stuff, he said that he didn't think that torture worked, that he was a guy who was involved in it and he didn't see how it worked. You say that it does work. Do you think more people who are in the intelligence game would say it does work?
Well, there's a certain point you reach in torture, what we want to call, if you want to call it torture, but there's a certain point you reach where, no, it doesn't do any good. If you start, you know, physically injuring them, like, say, pulling fingernails, breaking, no, you're just going to get an answer, anything to make the pain go away. So I do agree with that. What I don't agree with is our limitations, what we're calling torture. In other words, stripping some guys down in their underwear and putting a naked woman in front of them, to me, I mean, I know guys that pay $100 for that, but
right.
We call it torture.
Yeah.
It's what we have decided, or somebody has decided, is torture. And to me, that is not torture. Not when you're talking about saving thousands and thousands of American lives.
Yeah. Gitmo, should it be closed down? Is it such a horror show that people are saying?
No. No. Gitmo, the thing is, people don't realize every they did. What was it? I think it was 48,000 they did 48,000 interrogations down there. Last time I had heard, out of those 48,000, three of them were considered overboard, and that was right after they opened.
Right.
That's a pretty good record. And they have it better down there than these prisoners up here ever thought about having, our own people up here ever thought about having. And the idea, and it doesn't even scare me so much as turning these people loose back in their own country. We'll have them back again, or we'll have to kill them again, hopefully before they kill some of ours, our soldiers. But what scares me is they're talking, the administration is talking about putting them in to our prison system. Can you imagine the breeding ground that's going to cause?
Oh, yeah, the radicalization is exactly... Robert Mueller, the FBI director, said fought against that and said that would be ridiculous.
It would. It would just... I mean, people in prisoners, they love to... You know, they have to have something to hang on to. A lot of them gain religion when they get in there. They do this. They want something to hang on to. They have to have something. And you give them something like this, it just scares me to death. At least now when, even though it's called... Even though now when we're looking for somebody, we have an idea what we're looking for.
Yeah.
We're looking for somebody 20 to 30 years old, Mideast. You know, we have an idea. But if you ingrain American people into that, it makes that job 50 times harder.
Yeah, I would agree with you, absolutely. All right, your book is called Under Every Rock, and it's a fictionalized tale of your life as an intelligence agent. How hard was it to put it together, and why fictionalized?
Well, after so many legal battles, I finally decided to I've had enough of the lawyers and stuff. So what it is, basically everything in the book is true except for the names and the places. The missions, the operations, they were all true. The country, you know, everything was true. Just I had to change the names and everything for legality wise.
Because why? Was it the CIA? Was it another agency that said you couldn't do that and you fought them legally?
Right. I had I first sent the copy in to the CIA to try to get it approved through their, censor department, I call it. And the whole book was blacked out. I mean, there were some thuhs and ands in there, and that was about it. So I just, after about the fourth time, I just gave up and said, you know what, I'm just going to call it fictionalized, but I did put a disclaimer in the front, but everything is true in there except for the names and the places.
Yeah, that's what happens to, there have been other people that have walked in those same shoes, and they've had the same problem obviously, that you've had. You would go back and do it all over again, wouldn't you?
You bet. And I wouldn't change a thing.
127 countries, and you still have probably, as you said, you lost a bunch of sources, but you probably still have some sources in some good spots, right?
Oh, yes, I am.
And do you try to help other people out? Do people call you and say, geez, Mark, you got to help me out? Do you kind of try to help one of your fellow brethren out if they really need it?
Yeah, if their life is really in danger, if they think they've been compromised, yes, I'll do everything I can to help them out.
All right.
I still stay in contact with a lot of them.
Good for you. Mark Ebert, what a patriot. Thanks for coming on America Tonight, and the book is called Under Every Rock. Can we have you back on again?
Sure, anytime.
All right, terrific guests. Hang with us, much more to come here on ATN.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Wow, how about this? The Ayatollah succumbs to the pressure that there was fraud in the elections in Iran. That's the latest. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Boy, that was fascinating stuff with Mark Ebert. So in talking about the Middle East with him and the security of the United States, it's interesting. I said my nutball list, I always say this, includes, of course, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And easily, with more than 60% of the vote, he is elected. Well, there is a lot of outside pressure about what is going on in Iran. So how about this? The supreme leader of that country, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has ordered an investigation into charges of fraud in his own country in the presidential elections. But in the West, of course, we think, what kind of an investigation? Because you got to remember, the ultimate authority, and people forget this, in Iran is Khamenei, right? So he rushed to embrace Ahmadinejad as the winner. So is it a fair politics or foul politics? Is it an Ayatollah trying to calm down the nation because of the rallies and because of the fact that now you've got people who are getting injured? There was a death as a result of the anger that spilled into the streets. You have the challenger who's not backing down, not afraid to lose his life or whatever that might entail, who's saying, this Husseini Musaf, who's saying that he will pay any cost, to contest the results. How much hope does he really have, though? Because people were screaming for him to appear, and he made his first public appearance since Friday's vote during a huge rally in central Tehran. So now you have the Iranian supreme leader, the true leader of Iran, who gave his blessing to the outcome of this thing, saying, okay, well, we'll look into the fraud if there was any fraud, the alleged fraud. So Mousavi is alleging there is fraud and is filing a complaint with what they call the Guardian Council. Now, they oversee the elections. But the council hadn't really remained neutral, obviously, in what happened on Friday. As I said, you know that there's pressure to buckle. So, of course, the reaction in the United States from our administration is that they're upset by the violence they're seeing and that truly there should be a democratic process, the free speech, the people to disagree, all that sort of stuff, and that it needs to be respected. But at the same time, carefully, President Obama said that he respects the Iranian sovereignty and he wants to avoid the U.S. being the issue inside of Iran. And that was the whole thing. See, I think this was part of the whole thing, too. After the huge speech in Cairo, the whole deal of embracing the Arab world, if Ahmadinejad had lost, I think that there would be this perception that the great rock and roll hero, the great star of the show, Obama, is really who helped get this challenger elected, this so-called, quotes, reformer. And I don't know. I think that the protest, because the protest that happened now on the fourth day was the largest protest in Iran since the 1979 revolution, which that was pretty peaceful. Well, the one that was pretty peaceful anyway. So one person shot to death near the end of it. The demonstrations, I hear, are continuing now again today. So Mousavi's supporters are taking to the rooftops and they're chanting, "God is great." And that's kind of what happened in that 79 revolution. If you go back and read anything about that, people were screaming the same kind of stuff. They were yelling the same things out. So, I mean, here's the great question. Was the Iranian election rigged? Of course it was rigged. Of course it was rigged. And so the Ayatollah is ordering this investigation so that it looks good. Please. It had to be. And what do you think is going to turn up with this so-called investigation? Please. But ultimately, here's the other interesting thing about this that people don't realize. And I don't know enough about the challenger. I've dug into it a little bit. And from what I can see, it wasn't that this so-called reformer, Mousavi, was going to be incredibly, amazingly different from Ahmadinejad. All right, so I don't want to spend the whole show on Iran, but I wanted to tell you what was going on over there, and that's the latest, that they're continuing to have people pouring into the streets and dissatisfied, and the challenger saying that he's going to pay any cost he has to pay to prove that there was fraud all over the place in this thing. In the meantime, something a little bit closer to worry about is the situation in North Korea, because we definitely are involved in this one. The intelligence community thinks that North Korea tested a nuclear device, of course, we know, last month with an explosive yield of what they would call several kilotrons. So that's a lot more powerful than the test they did a few years ago. That means that they're pushing the envelope. They're trying to see what can happen, learn more, that kind of stuff, right? And that's why you do those tests. So ultimately, do you think this country is doing enough to prevent what's going on in North Korea? And I'm going to say no. And North Korea is weaponizing plutonium. It's obvious. The time for conversation has to be over. It has to be over. So if you look at the kilotron situation, just so you have a comparison to this, U.S. and international nuke experts say that the latest test in that 3 to 4 kiloton range, right? Kiloton range. They say that if you wanted to make a comparison, the first atomic bombs developed by the United States produced an explosion equivalent to about 19 kilotons or 19,000 tons of TNT. And then the bombs dropped on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 45 also generated explosions of more than 15 kilotons of TNT. That gives you an idea of the range, okay? Here's the bottom line. The more tests you conduct, the more you learn. That's what I said. So the more this keeps happening and they fly in the face of the rest of the world, the more dangerous I think North Korea becomes. And this is why on a talk show in the United States, when there's a zillion other things we could be talking about, we will take time to mention this. Because don't be shocked when something happens in North Korea and suddenly the United States is involved. There's no reason to be shocked because it seems like it's inevitable that's going to happen. It's like the Titanic. You knew they were going to hit the iceberg, didn't you? You knew they were defying all odds by pushing forward when they weren't supposed to push forward. Okay, I know it's a weak analogy, but North Korea is doing the same thing. All full speed ahead. I don't care if we hit an iceberg and it's called the U.S. and others in the sea, in the entryway, into getting back into North Korea and to bringing the weaponry through. We don't care. We're going to do it. Doesn't matter. Wow. That's all I can say. In the meantime, quickly, will this help or not? Because in talking to Mark Ebert, as we just did, somebody who worked in the intelligence business, he said the scariest part and the scariest place that you have to worry about, because it's still porous on the border, we say that all the time, is what's happening on the border, right? So there's an agreement that was signed on Monday by the U.S. and Mexican officials, meaning that the U.S. is going to help train Mexican custom agents now to strengthen the cooperation and the coordination in enforcement, because remember, we have a czar that is handling that. Because, of course, Mexican customs officers, you never see them. Have you ever been to some of those border crossings? Now there's going to be more southbound inspections as well. So the U.S. having a hand in training the custom agents on the reverse side of this thing. Will it help? Well, it can hurt, right? Let me an email, day or night, americatonight.net.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
To the Batmobile.